This is Rob. Who's on, please?
This is Deb. Good morning, Rob.
Kirsten's on.
Okay. Now we're getting some people on. Good morning. This is Rob. Who's on, please?
Stephen Bartoli.
David Bartoli here.
Hey, David. Welcome.
So is everybody on?
I'm hearing a bunch of beeps, so.
Okay. Well, Rob, I'll start. Thank you for your tolerance, as I'm sure every team you've worked with is working through their own version of chaos right now, right? So, we thought that now 4 weeks or so into this, or 5 weeks into this, it's appropriate to circle back with you. We basically, the airbags came on about a month ago, and we froze as it relates to anything having to do with strategic planning, which is I would categorize this as part of strategic planning. We went into crisis management mode, and I think from a service standpoint anyway. So we've wrapped our arms around things. We're all relatively comfortable now in our spots as we all are working remotely, and thought it appropriate to bring you back in and first of all, I guess, get just some perspective from you in terms of what you're seeing with the other groups that you work with across our firm and across the country in our line of work. Get some thoughts from you there, and I guess figure out a path for moving forward here.
Well, thank you. That's good. A good summary. It's absolutely normal, and your clients need you, and you've been spending time with them. One of the things that I would think about is, where do you want to be on the other side of this, which is more of the strategic thinking than tactical? And that's what Supernova is. Supernova is a commitment to creating a new strategic initiative for your team that will change your life forever. And we create Supernova just for these environments. I had talking to a close relative of mine yesterday who happened to be in the business, asked me, how do you think things will change for financial advisors? And I said, you'll have whatever trend was in place before will be just exacerbated by this coronavirus and this crisis. And so if people, if people that had a great service model were outstripping the rest, it will happen faster and more definitively than ever. And he said, what about pricing? I said, pricing is fair. I mean, we're not charging ridiculous prices for our services. We're giving a lot for what we get. What about the remoteness and all that? And I said, that's a convenience that in certain circumstances makes it attractive. But for the most part, my advisors, I think, will go back to work and like to work as a team and get some energy from each other. But if you're mildly sick, I don't think you'll try and come to work anymore. I think you'll stay home and work from home. But I don't think that working from home will be, that popular in the future. Maybe in a big city, but not in the suburbs, not in small towns across America. People like like to congregate, like to get the energy from each other, and like working as a team. I think clients will be as demanding as, you know, probably more demanding going forward, but very appreciative of you going through this with them. Every time we have one of these, everybody that I've helped through get through Supernova has always said the same thing. Thank God I did what I did when I did it, because I'd never want to go through another one of these with 300 clients. So that part of it, I think, will continue. I think financial advisors will continue to segment their books, get down to their core, give better service to their existing clients. I think from a investment point of view, where I rarely, you know, put my nose, I think the days of the S&P 500 indexing will be less popular, because I think it will, I think individual managers, if they're smart, will do better than the indexes for a while. Because I think it's, you've got some industries that are really going to struggle. And yet, if you're in the index, you got to own them all. There'll be some permanent change. I made lists of permanent changes and temporary changes and no changes. And, you know, I think the world will come back. But I think there's, as I said, the things that are in place will, the big changes to technology and other things where people hesitated will, you know, now they're kind of all in. And they've experienced a lot of technology during this period that they're going to enjoy and continue to use, and use more than they've ever used. So, you know, from a Supernova point of view, do I think anything that I teach has changed? I don't think so. I think people that can stay sober during this period and stay strategic and use the time to move themselves forward and have time for acquisition will do very well. It's hard to prospect in a bull market because people are happy. It's much easier to prospect in a volatile market. It's the time when people will make a decision, and they really are annoyed with their financial advisor that hasn't been calling them, or is shook up by it and doesn't operate properly, makes errors, and, you know. So I think the weak will get weaker and the strong will get stronger. The big teams will get bigger and stronger and gain market share, et cetera. So I think that's a trend that's been in place and will continue. Maybe this moves it faster. But I think for a team like yours, the key is to stick with your roles and responsibilities and hold yourselves accountable to those roles and responsibilities, rather than just, you know, this was fine. You did fine for, you know, for a month. But you need to get back to work and back to roles and responsibilities and focus on planning and focus on implementation and brand management and marketing and leadership. I mean, because they all are critical to your success all the time, but particularly during a crisis like this. You know, how did we hold up? Were we ready for this? Could we substitute in our model the director of implementation? Did we plug in a 24-month initiative to help our small businesses get the loans that they should have gotten? Or did we just you know, operate. So that's the key, you know, to see what did you use from the from Supernova and what didn't, what got dropped and what got used. And look at yourselves and say, you know, the next time this happens, will we be better prepared and can we continue to operate as efficiently and effectively as we could? I have one team that literally I called them because I've been coaching them a long time. I coached them 10 years ago and then I'm re-coaching them again. And I called them when the PPP was first announced and I said, hey, this is a huge opportunity to bring in new business. Are you aware of it? And he said, oh, Rob, we've been working on it for a week and a half now. We substituted our 24-month calendar had, you know, we were focusing on beneficiaries, and we just substituted the basically the PPP in anticipation of coming and have been calling people and calling our clients and calling our prospects. And he said, yeah, so it's we're all over it. Now, that's a team that basically is really organized. And they did really well during this period. So that's, you know, that's my feedback. You know, comments, questions, what do you think, Dave?
No, for me, that's helpful. You know, we're sort of, everybody please pipe in here, but we've been talking about sort of getting back to, I don't want to say getting back to normal, but sort of embracing the sort of new normal that we're in right now and evolving with that. I think we're all prepared to do that. We were actually just talking about it a little bit ago, you know, the ways to introduce people to customers or potential customers, you know, relying more on technology versus face-to-face meetings, which may be the new normal, certainly in the short term anyway. But we still need to do it, right? So just figuring out ways to continue to do what we've been doing. So I think we're all on the same page. Anybody else?
What is your firm embraced in terms of video conferencing? What are you allowed to use and what aren't you?
We have Zoom. We have the ability to use Zoom.
Okay. I mean that's a big deal, right? I'm not sure that the industry would have said, hey, go home and work from home and use Zoom to call your clients. Would they have said that was okay before?
I don't know. I have no idea. There's a bit of a learning curve on it, but yeah, I mean, they've embraced it pretty quickly though as a firm. I give them credit there, and the technology for us working remotely, in my opinion, has been very good compared to what it might be in other places. I mean, you know, assuming you have a setup at home, a decent setup, I mean, you can it's almost seamless to work virtually. I mean, there are some hang-ups, right? Physical paper and mail and notary signatures,
right,
and things like that. But from a communication standpoint, I don't know. Does anybody else have any comments? I think it's been really good.
No, I think they've done a great job, David. As to Zoom, as you said, I'm not even sure if that product is ready. We can't be on a Zoom conference call and have it knocked out because another phone call comes in. So I don't know that we're ready for prime time with that.
I think they're still working on some technology stuff, but the firm as a whole has made a massive push towards it and in a very quick way. Getting back to the whole embracing the technology and video and all that stuff. I mean, they're not shying away from it. They want us to use it as much as possible, actually.
Yeah, I would say we're more resistant to it than the firm is resistant to it. And to Scott's point and Patrick's point, there are some hang-ups, and I've been working through some workarounds there. It's also a learning curve, right? So we'll get there.
What about security with, I mean, you know, Palo Alto is something that I follow, and the internet security, and with the displacement of everybody in different positions, it seems to me that the security issue has become paramount. And I just wondered what the firm has done about that. Are they making sure that somehow your Zoom is secure, or you know, what about your personal security and protection of
the
internet
Zoom.
At home?
Yeah, so it's not a personal, it's a firm licensing thing, and they've put steps in. I know that there have been some security issues with the product in general, but they have some an extra process that you go through using waiting rooms and maybe Dana, you could speak more to that, but in terms of being able to protect the security of the conference call.
Yeah, so everybody goes into a waiting room at first. Nobody just jumps right into the meeting. And so you have to admit people to your meeting. They can't just appear. So that was pretty much the biggest security they put into place. We're not utilizing passwords, but you can also put passwords to your meetings if you want to. But the firm really is using that waiting room as the safeguard against being crashed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's helpful. Thank you. Just to, you know, get some feedback. What about 1242? What about folders? What about, I mean, have you had to go to virtual folders? What have you done?
Well, so since we sort of hit the brakes so quickly, I mean, Rob, we were told to basically get out of our offices one day. I mean, it was like get your stuff and get out with no knowledge of how long we were going to be gone for. So to that end, I'll tell you myself personally, but I can probably speak for most people on this call, I don't have a folder. I don't have one folder with me. So what we've gone to with, you know, if we're doing it is virtual agendas and things like that with customers. But did anybody on this call take folders home?
I did not.
No, not one.
I did not.
No. Yeah.
What about calendar? Are you using the calendar?
I'm not going to speak for everybody else, but Rob, for me, this is Scott. The last 4 or 5 weeks has been just, you better get your butt out there and just talk to every single client. It's not been a pre-planned, let's discuss this. It's, hey, let's talk about what's going on in the market. Let's figure out, is your financial plan going to be affected? Are there some tactical moves you do need to make? But it's been on the phone, not with scheduled calls. For me, it was just taking a lot of phone calls in and making a lot of phone calls on the other side.
You know what's nice? Can I throw in one thing, Rob? The nice thing is we kind of we accelerated the 12 and the 4 part of that whole process within a matter of 3 to 4 weeks, essentially across our book, because we've been calling everybody. So it wasn't like a scheduled subject or topic. The topic is now. So we could even say, as far as Supernova, we just accelerated 12 and 4, essentially in a matter of 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, and that's good. Now the question is, okay, now what?
Right.
I mean, you know, the teams that I've been coaching, I would tell you for years, they're operating normally. I mean, they're doing their 12-4-2s. They've got their schedule. And yes, they made other calls in between, of course. But their calendar is still their calendar. I've got a call this afternoon with my team to do our monthly review. And they'll have all the numbers and all the things that they're supposed to have for my monthly review. Now, my monthly review personally is more like a quarterly review, right? I mean, every month. but my situation is complicated, and you know, it just is. So we've got, you know, in this, you think, well, what's happened in a month? It's such a short time. No. I mean, this has been a perfect example. When people say you don't need to call me every month, I mean, this is a perfect example of why you need to call every month. So you don't, you really shouldn't have to ever convince another person that monthly calls make sense versus quarterly. Now, you may not want to make a lot of moves because it's so emotional, and maybe quarterly moves make more sense. I'm the head of the investment committee for a foundation here in Boca Grande for the Island School, and we meet quarterly. But I think about it, you know, all the time because of the responsibility of, and so all we did was rebalance. But interestingly enough, for your point of, you know, you think everybody's really good at what they do. That was never brought up by the institution that manages the money for us. I had to tell them that I think it's a really good idea to do some rebalancing. And so we had an emergency meeting and we rebalanced. So I'm not sure that, you know, we all think everybody's all well taken care of and everybody's really good out there. They're not. They're okay. It's actually my brother that is in the business, or was in the business for 40 years. And he said, so what do you think? You know, and one of the other things I said, it's the 80-20 rule. I said, 20% of the financial advisors are really good. 80% are average. And I said, the 20% that are really good will continue to gain market share. And the others, you know, it's you know, maybe there's 40% that are really reasonably good. There's 20% that are in the business that are pretty average. And don't operate well in a crisis environment, and don't make reasonably decent decisions. So I think there's, and he said, so, you know, what do you think of the environment? I said, I've never seen a better environment. Never, and I went through 1974 and all that. I've never seen a better opportunity to start a business right now. The best opportunity I've ever seen. And I would say the best opportunity to gain market share in our industry. Because people want leadership. They want calm. They want decisions. You might be wrong, but they want you to be decisive. And they want you to appear calm and show leadership. So this is a good time. Do your meetings by Zoom. Okay, but have your meetings. Go back to your schedule. We have a 500 point down day to day, but guess what? The public's getting used to it, and so are you. That's why we're having this meeting today. If we had a 500 point day a month ago, you'd probably cancel this meeting. 500 points is like, it's no big deal. So go back to your regular, you know, Monday meeting for marketing and your Friday meeting or Thursday afternoon, whenever you have it, your team meetings. Go back to those meetings. Get yourself back into your roles and responsibilities. Get back to your schedule of 12-4-2s because you don't need to make panic calls anymore. I mean, you know, or unpanic calls. You need to make good agenda-based calls where you're going to strategically have thought about the client and make good decisions with them on a scheduled basis rather than on a market-driven basis. Okay? And then try the next time this happens to not let it upset your regular routine. And make your other calls in between, but keep your 12-4-2s. It just demonstrates that you guys are much more stable than the rest of the world, which is in chaos. And people like that. And they look forward to that stability and adult behavior. So anyway, those are my thoughts. You know, there'll be another side to this. And at the other side of this, the question is, who are you going to be as a team coming out of this? And what will you, have you learned? And what will you do differently? But I will tell you, if you don't take advantage of marketing opportunities now, you'll miss a big one. You really will. So what do you do? What are marketing? Centers of influence. Have you called your centers of influence? Have you been there for them? The centers of influence are in your own book, as you know. They're your clients. But now's a great time to ask for the opportunity to help others that may not have had the same kind of experience that they've had. You know, people that are upset or have been not served well. So, you know, I'm a professional in the business, so I see when somebody doesn't operate well. I didn't get a call the whole time, and I'm the head of the investment committee for the foundation. Now, if you're not calling, if you have foundations or you have institutional accounts and you're not putting them on 12-4-2, that's a huge mistake. So who do you call on a 401k? Who do you call on a foundation? Who do you call? You call the person in charge. You call the head of the investment committee. You call the person in charge and you put them on a 12-4-2. And you call them regularly, and you call them when there's a crisis. I had to initiate a phone call in between to get an institution to get one of their economists to come on and talk to my committee. Okay, they didn't do that. I had to get them to do that. It's pathetic. Okay. So anyway. So I'm an annoyed client, okay? So you got a lot of annoyed clients out there that are disappointed by the people that are managing their money. And if I'm one, then you got a lot. Now, I'm more sophisticated. I know what to expect, and I teach it. But you would think that if you had me as a client, and by the way, I gave them my book to read because they weren't calling, and they still didn't call after I gave them the book. Okay. So, guys, there's plenty of opportunities out there. You think, oh, no, everybody's taken care of. No, not even close. Okay. Comments, Dave? You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I lost you. Comments?
So this is Patrick. I think you made a great point that, you know, we always assume that everybody's kind of doing what we're doing, reaching out when things are terrible, when that can be further from the truth. So I agree with you. There's probably a lot of opportunity out there, and I'm sure a lot of that opportunity is coming across our centers of influence's desks, and we could talk to them and just maybe – you know, what are your thoughts on just like reaching out to those folks and just being like, hey, you know, have you worked with anybody recently who might need a second opinion on things given the current situation of the world and everything? Like, you know, if so, feel free to send them our way. We'd be happy to talk with them. We've been talking with all of our clients. You know, would that be a good approach to maybe utilizing those centers of influence.
Yeah, I just really think that's really important right now. I think you want to ask them how they're doing, make sure they're okay. Ask them about the PPP. Are people getting their loans? What's, you know, I mean, that's a wonderful thing. That's a lot of what the, you know, CPAs are doing. Other people are, you know, just ask them how they're doing. Do you have clients that you think may not have had this kind of experience, you know, where they're doing fine? Are there people that are really anxious about this that you think we should be talking to and maybe calm them down and help them set up a conference call with an economist, you know, do whatever. I loved a lot of the stuff that's coming through on LinkedIn, but not everybody's on LinkedIn, right? Not everybody's on. And by the way, LinkedIn is a great prospecting tool right now, because people are actually using it and reading it. And there's good stuff on there, really good stuff. So, you know, it's not just centers of influence. It's your social networking through LinkedIn and Facebook. I use Facebook I advise you guys to use Facebook for your charitable efforts, you know, and now's a good time to be helping people and reaching out and doing things. So go ahead.
I think that was just you echoing, Rob.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right, so any comments on, remember, what do you do when you're using, if we go back to the Bill Cates' model on getting introductions from existing clients, value, important, permission, suggestion, advice, the VIPSA process. So go back and review that in the book and review it in the workbook. But that's what you do. You establish the fact that you've created some value in the eyes of the client. You can ask them the question, what are the three things that you valued the most in working with us in the last year? That gives you an opportunity to then move forward. If they say something nice about the fact that you called and that you checked up on them, that's establishing value. So once you've established value, that basically gives you permission to then ask. I wouldn't ask until I had heard from the client that they had perceived value from what we're doing. So you can, in order to perceive it, unless it comes up, sometimes they'll tell you, thanks a million for calling, it means so much to me. That's permission, okay? You can then move forward. And what you can say is, look, just in a brief way, if you don't mind, why don't we do a little bit of brainstorming? Would that be okay? Yes. All right, who else do you know in your circles that would value the same things that you have? Let's just start with the people that you've talked to about this. And make it very specific. Because we've been, we've worked very hard to make sure we were in touch with our people. And they were very well set up. And their returns have been good relative to the market. They've been very calm. You know, are there some folks that you think could use a little counsel? You could use a second opinion. And they'll go, yeah, this guy is, this guy's in trouble. And so you help a few people. Maybe they're not the perfect prospect, but you reach out, you help them. It's a good time to do that. You guys can provide a lot of counseling for people during a time like this. And it's important. I mean, I do it. I call people and I just kind of pull them off the edge, you know, pull them off the edge of the cliff and bring them back. And do I get paid for that? No, but I do it because it's important, right? Check in, make sure everybody's okay. And I know who's vulnerable to this over the years, and so I know who I need to call. They just are emotional, more emotional people. Okay.
So you're saying what you're saying, Rob, is we just need to get back on this and just progress. And while the tools that we use to meet people or whatever are going to be a little bit different, all they are just substitutes for what we were doing before. So whether it's a Zoom meeting or in-person meeting, treating it exactly the same. The contact's much more phone-oriented, obviously, than in-person. But this is no time to take your foot off the gas. In fact, it sounds like we should be trying to accelerate now that we're organized. Now that we're comfortable,
well,
anyway.
I mean, how many do-it-yourselves are out there now? How many people with a lot of money are still doing it themselves, right?
Yeah.
Or are trying to do it themselves. I mean, of all the times in the history of our industry, is this the wrong time to be a do-it-yourself? Because it's been 10 years of being easy, just buy the index and go to sleep. Well, this isn't that time. And so all those people will definitely have a conversation. And there's a lot of them. You know, it's no time with the kind of money that we're talking about to try and do this yourself. I mean, just think about it, right? I mean, there's big money, $10 million. Do it yourself. That's wrong, okay? They need advice and guidance. And the problem is people don't know what you offer. You offer so much more than trying to guess the direction of the stock market. I mean, all the things that you offer, all the services, all the planning, all the family help that you give, all the advice to the children, all of it, it all comes with that little percentage. And that's what you gotta tell that story. You gotta keep telling it. You gotta have other people tell it. You know, it's fun. I never got up and introduced myself whenever I gave a talk. You gotta get other people to speak about how great you are. Testimonials, introductions, that's the key. It's hard to, you know, tell somebody why you're great. It's so much better when somebody else says, you got to talk to this guy, he's terrific. Testimonials, key. Okay, so work on getting testimonials from people that value you. Those are your centers of influence. Remember, a center of influence isn't just a professional that has influence. It's a center of influence for you guys is one that likes you, trusts you, and wants to help you and and gives you introductions without you asking. Those are the people that you've already sold on the process. They know what you give. They want to give you introductions. The more you call them, the more you're with them, the more they will give you introductions. So start with those very few, but are so valuable. Talk to them about this. Ask them for help in introductions. Because people need you now, really need you. You've got to convince yourself of that people desperately need you, and they do, by the way. If you're doing Supernova, if you're not, then you're just another person out there. And I don't believe that you guys are. I think you have all the intention of being the team that does it all. And that's, but it has to include a regular schedule. It cannot be just random. It's got to be planned. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all on the same page here. This was just an all hands on deck month, and we'll get moving in the right direction here. Does anybody else have anything that they wanted to run by Rob this morning? Any questions, thoughts? Okay.
Terrific.
Yeah. So I suspect by our next meeting, Rob, we'll have a good assessment of how we've transitioned back to this and where we're going and how we're proceeding on this. It's just a little bit of a challenge, right? Just getting
sure.
used to more phone teleconferencing.
Right.
But,
so you're going to
okay.
need to, you know. You're going to have to have the, you know, the spreadsheet for your pipeline tool is got to be something that you can share on Zoom or whatever. So you just have
right.
to start, you know, assuming that you're going to work like this for a while, and let's get our tools up and running so that we can operate efficiently and effectively while everybody else is still in their bunkers waiting for the all clear, you know.
Yeah, and the idea of a virtual folder is kind of a neat one to me. I guess we'll work through that, trying to figure out the best way to go about that.
It's a great idea. I wish I had one that I could just drop in your lap, and maybe it's something we could work on together. So let me know what you come up with, and I'll alert my team. You know, I've shied away from it because I love the idea of the physical folders. They have a lot of power under themselves, but this is a unique situation, and I think it's time for everybody to create things that they never used before. So good
sure.
feedback from me. Okay, thanks.
One other quick
yeah.
item, Rob.
Yeah.
CSA folks, do you guys have any questions or comments for Rob?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, Rob, thank you very much for your time today. This has been very, very helpful.
Great. Well, that's what we're here for, and I appreciate you taking the time to do the call. And let's stay on the path now. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Bye-bye.